Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Via Hemp, let's talk about it. Via Hemp offers THC and non-THC craft cannabis experiences. Now, I love a non-THC option when it comes to your overall wellness. I'm talking sleep aid, maybe anxiety if you have that. Well, that's where Via comes into play. And did you know even a non-THC option, if you're doing fertility or IVF, can be helpful? Look into that. Well, Via is incredible. You got to be 21 plus. You can get 15% off with my exclusive code TSFS when you go to viahemp, viahemp.com. They have all kinds of lifestyle products. And like I said, the best part is with the THC or without, so you don't have the buzzy. Don't you love my cannabis lingo? I mean, the buzzy. Anyway, yeah, I'm unique. What can I say? Look, order now. You're going to love Via Hemp. Use the code TSFS to receive 15% off and a one-time free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code TSFS at checkout. Support the show. Tell them I sent you and enhance your everyday life with Via Hemp. Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. You behind velvet rope. So excited.
What is going on here today? We have a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot, right? It was kind of like a slow, maybe like the past 2 weeks in the Bravo universe. But it's back. Like so many things have picked up. I feel like lots of, you know, items dropping, some controversy. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot cooking.
Listen, first of all, I feel like we could do a whole show and talk about nothing but Beverly Hills, right? Because let me tell you something. This Lisa Rinna.
Which part?
I mean, which part? She just knows what she's doing. She gets on that Twitter, she gets on that Instagram, and she just knows what she's doing, right?
I mean, it just, you know, it's almost to the point a little with Rinna. I cannot keep up with all the feuds because, you know, she's still feuding with Kathy. She's not backing down. It seems like there's no love lost now between Kathy and Rinna, of course, over these alleged gay slurs that, you know, Sutton swears never happened towards her assistant.
And racial slurs that Rinna is saying happened.
I mean, she is like, I'm like, who are you going... I swear to God, Rinna's plan must be when this is over to like leave Beverly Hills. Like she must be done with Beverly Hills because I mean, you can't, like Kathy is a queen here.
Do you know Rinna did an interview? Did you see that where she explains? I think we talked about this before.
Yes,
why
we
everyone
did.
Hates
she,
her.
Yeah, and she said she's fine being the villain. And of course, she is now painted as the villain. And we only see these small things. We don't see Rinna calm and like, and you know, I mean, our friend on the podcast, Cancel Me, Baby, the host there, you and I, we had her both on.
We know her.
She has interviewed Rinna and she says that Rinna is completely opposite of what you see in TV, on TV. Very like, doesn't really want the spotlight, quiet, where some of the other women that are maybe you wouldn't expect would be such like kind of TV whores are. So it's so fascinating. I mean, Rinna plays the game like we've talked about.
Rinna wants the paycheck. Now, she isn't backing down. Now, let's talk about these. I mean, she doxed. Everyone says doxed. She's in a fight now with someone. Did you read all this? Like, I'm just looking down because it's like, all right. So now it's like her and Kathy, yes, are going back and forth. Then she posted a screenshot of a text she received from a number that wasn't saved in her contacts. The text said, Lisa, you need to stop with your rumors and lies about me. There's plenty I can expose about you. So, of course, Rinna wrote over the image, you exposed yourself. Hey, exposed away. Can't wait to see what you got. Like, Rinna doesn't care. She's like, you want to start talking about me and shit? Like, she just doesn't care. She really is of the ilk of, like, no press is bad press. Like, say whatever you want about me.
Yeah.
Then this person says, so she posted their number. Then it's like many fans speculated the sender was Kathy's assistant, the person that sent this. And then someone wrote, I just called the number and they said, hello, this is the executive assistant of Kathy Hilton.
Yes.
Now, I mean, well, that's kind of a good clue that, you know, that is who it is. But I mean, also the person could have just had that number. I'm not sure we know that it's the assistant, but apparently it's this Patrick Sommers. And he is going to be in a new reality show. Mind you, they've done a lot of reality shows with Beverly Hills Gays. They're on like D-list networks. And I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying he's in a show that's apparently going to be called The Real Husbands of Sunset.
Okay.
I wonder if that's the show I already watched. I think this is the show I already watched. It's on like some network that
never
is
heard
really
of
small.
Okay.
Right.
Never
and like
that.
No shade. But I mean like, all right. So... I mean, he's not going to be like a Beverly Hills housewife. Like, he's not going to take Rinna's coins. And just basically, they went back and forth. And Rinna's like, honey, I'm laughing all the way to the bank. I don't know. Rinna's just, she doesn't give a fuck.
She doesn't
That's
care.
Really the point.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's something so empowering about a Rinna. I mean, you know with a Kathy Hilton, right? I mean, I think they very much, Kathy and Rick, for years have controlled their image. I don't know them personally yet, although I want to go to Kathy's. Anyway, but I think that they have crafted their image, right? With publicists over the years and different things and, you know, putting different stories out to keep them quiet or whatever. I think Rinna's her own publicist. I think you're right. I think Rinna knows if I put all of it out, then nobody can hold anything against me. And I think that's what she does better than anybody else. You know, you hear lots of rumors from other Bravo podcasters of Heather Dubrow's antics. You know, if Heather Dubrow doesn't like an interview, you know, she'll call, she'll have somebody call. They want certain things taken out. I mean, Heather and Terry allegedly go to great extents to have a certain image put out about them. And that's exhausting. Like, I think for Rinna, she's probably seen that game for so long that she's like, oh, fuck it, whatever, anything. I mean, I can't wait to see what her response is going to be to Kelly Dodd over the Harry Hamlin, you know, comment. And of course, yeah, what do you think of that?
People say all the time that Harry is gay. They always say, I don't
always.
Know. I mean, I just, you know, they always say this and right. So Kelly Dodd just said, you know, like basically Harry's gay. And like, what did Lisa post? Like, good morning to everyone except for Kelly Dodd or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, basically Kelly Dodd was referencing, you know, Todd Chrisley, of course, famously of Chrisley Knows Best. You know, they're in a huge trial where there's so much good, juicy dirt coming out about them. But, you know, the longtime speculation about Todd Chrisley is that he's been gay. Now his gay lover's reportedly on the stand, who was also his business partner, said they had a longtime affair and that somebody tried to expose them and extort them for $38,000.
So I had the Chrisleys on my show. And I mean, you know, did? It was.
Who? Yeah. Which ones? Did you have Todd?
Todd and Julie together.
Oh my God. How was Todd? Was Todd good?
I mean, listen,
You weren't alluded.
I mean, I said, you know, like, you're the face of metrosexual men. I mean, I tried. I mean, look, I couldn't come right out and say, like, dude, everyone thinks you're gay. I mean, he kind of knows it. He actually said he wanted to be on the Beverly Hills Housewives so he could be best friends with Kathy Hilton and go to lunch. I mean,
I love him.
I don't know. He's okay. Here's where I come down on this. I do not think Harry Hamlin is gay, period. That's my opinion. Okay. And I mean, Todd Chrisley, look, I mean, we all know the Todd Chrisleys of the world, right? Like, we all know these men. Look, I think.
Yes, go on. You have some inside scoop here. I mean, you know,
I don't want to stereotype, you know, and I mean, I really do think there are people that could be, look, there's gay guys that are really butch that you could never tell. And I mean, I just, it is a little confusing with Todd. It's a little confusing, guys.
I don't care. It's so funny. Not funny, because everybody has different things, but it's so interesting to me. Now, see, I don't know about Harry, because Harry was of the generation. You know, Harry's 70.
The last time I said this, I got DMs and, do you remember this and this? I mean, he was in the movie Making Love, which was a gay movie, but he's an actor. But there are people that every time I say he's not gay, I get like, David, how clueless are you in life? But go on. Let's hear your version of why
I have two sets of gunkles in my family who I've been very close with for years and years and years. And unfortunately, one of my gunkles passed. But, you know, he was older, 10 years older than Harry Hamlin. But, you know, he always, for years, had a beard. Always, you know, because he was a superintendent of schools. I mean, he always had a girlfriend for a very long time. Now, this was a different generation, but Harry's of that generation. And I think Lisa's down for anything. I don't think Lisa has a problem if they were having threesomes or whatever. I think the only thing is, unless he's been having this long time, Harry Hamlin, not that I know this, long time relationship with somebody who is going to keep their secrets, it's hard to keep things quiet, you know? Todd Chrisley, I don't care. I think it's even better that Todd Chrisley may have had an affair with a guy and is married to his wife and his mom is there. I mean, I adore Todd Chrisley. I think they're great. Now, of course, they apparently were into a bunch of fraud.
I was just going to say, like, I mean, we're certainly not talking about this fraud of like.
Oh, the Todd Chrisley story is good. I got in the rabbit hole the other day. You know, I mean, they allegedly made false statements that they had a Merrill Lynch account where they alleged they had $1.7 million. Now, this was to get further loans to basically keep their lifestyle going. Well, Todd had a Merrill Lynch account, but it only had $17,000. They've reportedly spent $30 million loans that they've been given, refinanced to keep up the appearance of their lifestyle when they've had no money. But I mean, we see this all the time, right? This is allegedly what Jen Shah did. This is obviously allegedly what Tom Girardi did. So
I don't get it. I don't get it either.
I don't get that maybe you're going to fake it. But then it goes back to me to think then, there's no money in television, because if you're faking this great lifestyle, okay, maybe you fake it for a while. And then you would think, don't you start making amazing money off TV appearances and stuff? And then you could stop being a fraudster. But I guess they just then have to make the lifestyle even more expensive.
I mean, it depends what you mean. I mean, if your fraudster lifestyle is to be at the Beyonce level, no, you're not making that money. But listen, I mean, you know, I'm just like, it's my issue. It's not my issue, but it's my, like, I'm out here in the Hamptons. I mean, I'm meeting so many people. I really just don't think that anyone has real money until they do. And I observe. And then, like, I was at a party with Eva Longoria 2 days ago. She has money. But even like when I meet people and they're talking, I swear it's just like it's the thing that I am like good at sussing out. And I really feel most people don't have real money. I just, oh, a I lot do. Right. There's plenty of people with money, but like, but you it's don't, just,
yeah. It's hard.
It's just, yeah. I just don't understand that. But I mean, so you really think Harry Hamlin is gay, it seems like.
I think with Harry, there's a good chance. And because I just think he's of a different generation. And I don't think it's a big deal in their marriage. And to me, I just don't see, I don't even know how it's a news story anymore. Like, ooh, everybody's
Well, I
gay.
Think it's a
everybody's
news story
like,
in the sense that, like, you are married to Lisa Rinna, who claims, you know, I'm the truth sayer. I'm the truth sayer. Let it all out. I speak the truth. Well, not if your husband's gay, sweetheart. But I don't look, we can disagree. I just don't see it. But I do agree that I think, listen, I've also had Heather and Terry on my show, and then I had Heather on my show. I just think she must like me because I've never had any, you know, don't say this and let me edit this. And but I get it. You know, I mean, that is what people say about the Dubrow. So I don't know. But I agree, Rinna. That's the way to do it. I mean, if I were her, I wouldn't care either. I'd be like, just say whatever you want about me. I just don't care. It's all going to come out. But she's not backing down. She's not backing down with Kathy. And look, I mean, we're going to see what happens, right? We're going to see what happens. I mean, a lot of people are saying like, well, I mean, Rinna's also saying, I guess when you're this boring and you have to come up with a storyline, like Rinna is just,
Rinna's going I still
go back to the fact that this was the woman, not with us and not how she was edited, but Rinna herself would say last season, like, this is Kathy Hilton. Like, she revered her. So I just go back to the fact that Rinna will turn on
anybody.
Period. The end.
How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. You know, I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of five-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12, and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment, plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com. And tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at hero.co.
She'll turn on anyone, right? I mean, that's just what it is.
No, I agree with you. And my last thought on this is I do have to say, I do agree with you in the sense about the Harry Hamlin thing, about him not being like gay or nothing's going to come out. Because I just do, I feel like at this point, I mean, Rinna has been on, they've been in the public eye for so long. You know what I mean? Like if there was going to be a big Harry Hamlin reveal, like a Todd Chrisley reveal, I mean, I think we would have heard it by, you know what I mean? Like, I think we would have had, I'm kind of with you. I don't think there's anything really there. And if there is, I feel like it's.
I don't think there's really anything there.
No, I agree.
Let me tell you now that I'm not sure of a full cast of who's filming and who's not filming, but Heather Dubrow and Shannon Bedore are filming season 17 of The Real Housewives.
Really?
Wow. I don't think we're going to have some big shakeup. Well, I mean, anyone care? Does anyone care about RHOC?
God, that's a great, you know what? In a way, that's actually an interesting strategy by Bravo. Like, because to your point, you know, there was so much drama about New York. They took time off. There was no reunion. There was this, so much controversy. So what better way to kind of keep the ball rolling is just like, boom, we're going to keep filming and we're just, let's just push on and see if people kind of forget that, you know, the ratings weren't great or whatever. And let's see what happens next season.
I mean, I'm looking. I mean, all I know is that I saw that Heather and Shannon were filming. So we'll see what happens with that.
Okay.
In other Beverly Hills news, you know, Kyle, you know, there was this whole thing of the text messages with LVP and she's saying, I texted them. You know, look, they're not friends. They're not going to speak. But, you know, it's kind of like when someone dies or something major happens. LVP is like, you know, not going to be friends with these two. But I mean, I reached out and texted them. And then PK said, you know, I'm going to call Sherlock Holmes because I don't know where these text messages are. Kyle then jumped into the mix and said, yeah, that Vanderpump, she's really crafty, you know, meaning like, you know, listen, you can document something if you screenshot it and clip off the top. And well, LVP might have one thing with Dorit. She's like, I'm not going to go there with, you know, get out, Kyle. Like, she's not going to let Kyle have the last word. Miss Rinna, now I don't know. I mean, Miss Vanderpump, Paid Six reaches out to me all the time. So Paid Six could have reached out to her, but I don't know. Miss Vanderpump could have picked up the phone and called Paid Six. But she called them, or they called her, and she's like, oh, here's my phone. Here. Forget about this screenshots. Go through my entire phone. So Paid Six has gone through Lisa Vanderpump's phone. And
I love it. I love it. And the texts, like, were there? Well,
she reached out to them. Yep.
Wow.
And it showed that it was delivered, and I read and everything. Yep.
Wow. Okay. So what do you make of that? Do you think Dorit and PK just didn't get it? Do you think that they missed it? Or do you think that they don't like LVP, so it was a way to just get back at her and kind of gaslight her? What do you think?
And let's just lie and say this was never sent. I don't know.
To me, it sounds like they didn't get it. Don't you think? Like, they never received it. They have multiple phones or something.
You think? I don't know about that.
Well, then you kind of feel like they're lying, right? That they're basically just throwing Lisa under the bus, and they don't give a shit if it's true or not.
Do you know what I do know? I know that Lisa Vanderpump has not been on Beverly Hills Housewives for several seasons, and yet we're all still talking about her.
Okay. I mean, you know, and maybe that's probably just a good thing all around. It's a good thing for Vanderpump Rules.
One day, man, listen, if Kyle is really done, like she says she might be, whatever that season happens,
yeah,
and we're all sensing it's coming, maybe not this season. I don't know if they're not. I still think with Kyle gone, no, Vanderpump, listen, Lisa, at the end of the day, the big fish to her is Kyle, right? That's what set her off to go contact Paid Six or respond with a phone. She didn't give a crap about freaking Dorit Kemsley, okay? So she's friends with Garcelle. They have an organic friendship. They both said they don't talk about Housewives. It's not to get back. And she's become friends with Garcelle. If Kyle leaves with just Dorit left, I mean, she doesn't get along with Erica either, but now, or Rinna, but now it's
that's
like
good drama.
I still think Lisa's big pain point is Kyle. It's not Erica or the others. Like, she doesn't give a crap about Erica, Jane.
Well, Rinna. Especially now, right? I mean, Erica, we know doesn't have any money. I mean, the last episode of Beverly Hills was so great. She was looking at Lisa's Cartier rings. Isn't it Lisa?
Diana's.
Thank you. Diana's Cartier rings. Yeah. And she's like,
oh. I love an Erica Jane who's humble and says, I can't afford that.
I know.
But I really feel, I mean, people really, I mean, the cast says it. Kyle is the queen. She's the one that holds our phone together. It's like our show together. I think if Kyle were gone, I don't know. I'm not so sure with Erica, Lisa, and Dorit. She doesn't get along with them, but I'm not so sure she wouldn't come back. She would have Garcelle. She would have Crystal. I mean, we're assuming all these people stay around, which is not going to be the case. But I still think if Kyle ever leaves, they're going to go after LVP.
So hard. Yeah.
Big way. And I'm telling you, I feel it. I don't feel it this year. Don't feel it next year. I feel within the next...
Oh, I do too.
3 years, Kyle will be gone and Lisa Vanderpump will be back.
Because
mark my words.
I saw
my prediction.
In that story about Dorit, the back and forth about the texts, there was another quote from Kyle basically saying this, like, these grown women going to social media, arguing back and forth over stupid text messages when there's all this stuff going in the world. This is like what I can't stand anymore. She basically gave a quote, not exactly those words, but along that lines about, like, this is why I want out. Like, it's so stupid. I don't care.
And don't forget, I mean, Kyle's really good friend just took her own life. Do you know this?
No, I didn't know this.
It's a really good friend of hers. And it's someone who,
oh, wow,
was like happy until she wasn't. It was a very like rapid thing. It wasn't like someone that had like years in history of mental illness. It was just one of those things that she was happy and then she wasn't. I mean, I'm oversimplifying, but, and then she, Kyle really had some things going on in the real world.
Wow.
Really?
I didn't know that. That's true.
To mention the fact that, I mean, I don't think she's exactly like, you know, kumbaya with her sister Kathy at the moment. So I think that's where Kyle's like, a woman took her life. This was Kyle's like one of her best friends in the world.
Oh, wow.
So it's just kind of like, I got real problems, guys. And you're fighting over like a text message. Like, listen, here's the thing. Jorinda, I think, is on more of a pause. But I think if Kyle put herself on a pause, 365 days later, if Kyle said, I don't want the pause, they would take her back. So I think if Kyle were to leave for a year, I think she could easily come back. Yeah. I don't think they're going to say no. So why not? You can pass on the $1 million.
Oh yeah.
You can pass on that for a year.
Look, like, I live in LA now. I see those agency signs on every house. You know, I mean, you know, Mauricio is doing very well.
I mean, Mauricio is getting a percentage of every sale.
Every sale.
Yeah. 2 million, 400,000, 50 million. David and James from Million Dollar Listing, who are gone. They either quit or got fired. They work for him. Yeah, Mauricio's, I mean, that's the whole drama that happened between Kathy and Kyle way back. Mauricio worked for Rick Hilton in real estate and started his own agency. So Mauricio is making a lot.
He's doing very well. Yes.
And listen, you know that he's like, Kyle, if it's, you're not happy, just leave. Like, what house husband? Well, there's a few, but many house husbands are probably thrilled when their wife quits. So
they are. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, guys. I mean, losing a very good friend and then over a suicide, which is raises a whole nother level of just, I mean, what you do as a friend, as a family member, you know, you look inward. Could I have prevented this? It's just, you know, there's a lot that goes along with it. I don't know. I'm not saying Kyle's leaving this year, but based on that quote and the other quote, I just think if she leaves, LVP will be back. I think it's possible. I do.
I think this is a great prediction. I think you're so on to it. And I just do, I'm with you. You feel, and maybe it's sooner than we think. I mean, maybe Kyle does, maybe Kyle pauses for a year. Definitely a lot's going on. I think that's a good assessment.
She might pause. Diana Jenkins, who I absolutely loved. I don't know. She's okay. I'm starting to think maybe, you know, I don't know.
You're not as wild about her.
I'm not as wild about her. I still stand by the fact that I love my housewives in Beverly Hills, Filthy Rich. I love it. I love the out of touchness, but it's a fine line where you're like, this is now going to get annoying, you know, like where all we're doing is like cash talking. And I understand that's her edit. And that's probably why she got the job. And I don't know. I mean, look, And I don't think she's desperate. She's friends with like NPH and his husband, like Elton John. I think she's the real deal. It's just, I'm not sure 100% that I love her as much as I thought I did, but I stand by. She is that Erica Jane or that Dorinda where like there is a presence season one as compared to like a Teddy or some other people that haven't lasted as long in the housewives.
Well, you know, Diana, have you seen the spoof that people are doing because Diana licks her lips a lot throughout the episodes?
I have to watch.
I love it. There's a whole cut of her always like licking her lips. I like her. I mean, I think we've talked about this a lot. There's 10 players on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Your storyline is so short. And of course, you know, you have the queens, you know, you have Kyle, you have Dorit, obviously huge now with what's going on. Rinna's big, Erica J. You know, so Diana, we're only going to see these snippets, I think. There's a lot. And I mean, to me, I'm curious, like, does it get interesting with Crystal? Does it, you know, Sutton's a huge player. Garcelle.
Apparently Sutton and Diana have a big thing coming up. I mean, by the time everyone hears this, they might have already, but they're going to have a little fight.
Yes. Yes.
Look, I don't care. Sutton's a good housewife, guys. She's great. Went up against Erica. She doesn't care. And she's not trying to get camera time. So, I mean, Sutton, yeah. I don't want to criticize anyone, but like, I said it before, Crystal, girl. I mean, it just may not be. Crystal's got to step it up. You know? She's got to step it up.
She's good, though.
She's good. Everyone needs to be crazy. But I just don't think we're taking 10 people into the next season. Kathy Hilton swears that, like, she ain't going nowhere. She's not going to be run off this show by Rinna. But I don't know. Is Kathy really going to come back?
I know. Be very interesting. Like I said, look, I don't even miss Kathy at this stage. I don't. I know she's coming up. I know there was obviously, like we've talked about, there was like contract dispute or whatever, and then Kathy signed on later. I adored Kathy last season, but I don't miss her so far in this. There's so much going on. I don't It's not like I think about, oh, when's Kathy going to be here?